All right, good afternoon. In 2016, several Colorado news reports suggested an increase in marijuana-associated healthcare visits. These reports highlighted the need for public health to monitor the burden of adverse effects of marijuana on the healthcare system. Marijuana is derived from the cannabis sativa or indica plant and is used as a psychoactive drug. Although federally illegal in the U.S., about 22 million people report using marijuana in the last 30 days. States can pass legislation to regulate marijuana use. As of November 2016, 8 states and Washington, D.C. allowed adult-use recreational marijuana, as represented here by the dark green in the map, and 28 states had approved medical marijuana programs, as depicted in light and dark green. The states that prohibited marijuana are shown in gray. Evidence shows multiple adverse health effects from marijuana use. Although there is good evidence for long-term effects, such as risk for mental health disorders and polysubstance abuse, in this talk I will focus on the short-term effects, as these are more accurately identified in the healthcare setting. Strong evidence shows that marijuana use leads acutely to an increased risk for psychosis and injuries, as well as various physical effects, which can include cyclic vomiting and lethargy. Individual-level adverse health events can result in an increased burden on healthcare systems. Current surveillance systems are inadequate to identify emergency department visits for marijuana-associated adverse health effects in real time. We were interested to see if the syndromic surveillance data tool, Essence, or the electronic surveillance system for the early notification of community-based epidemics, which is a tool of the National Syndromic Surveillance Program, could be applied to fill this gap. Essence automates the process of capturing electronic medical record data and transmits these data hourly to a secure server and then to Essence users who are participating local health departments. Essence then scans these records to identify visits of interest based on user-inputted algorithms. Users can develop algorithms based on diagnostic codes and specific words or phrases. The number of identified visits can then be monitored close to real time to detect significant deviations from baseline. Our study objective was to optimize Essence algorithms to accurately identify emergency department visits by patients suffering from acute adverse health effects of marijuana. To accomplish this, we looked at data from one Sentinel emergency department in the greater Denver metropolitan area. We developed algorithms using combinations of marijuana-specific diagnostic codes and specific words and phrases, which had been identified previously in pilot studies as being correlated with marijuana-associated visits. For example, one of the algorithms that we evaluated consisted of only these four ICD-10 codes, meaning that a visit would be identified in Essence by this algorithm only if one or more of these ICD-10 codes was assigned to that emergency department visit. Another algorithm that we evaluated required both one of these four ICD-10 diagnostic codes and one or more of these key search terms in the triage note data field. We then applied these algorithms to syndromic surveillance data in Essence from one large hospital in Colorado over a four-month period in 2016. This provided us with a list of emergency department visits that were potentially related to the use of marijuana. However, without looking into these charts, we did not know how well each algorithm performed in accurately identifying visits due to an adverse health outcome of marijuana. To accomplish this, a physician then performed chart reviews of the visits identified by these algorithms to determine if the visit met our case definition. We defined a case as an acute marijuana-associated adverse health outcome as determined by the emergency department provider's clinical impression at the time of that visit. Of the over 28,000 emergency department visits at this hospital during June through September 2016, our algorithms in Essence identified 281 visits as being potentially related to marijuana. Of these, 250 charts were available to review in the electronic medical record. Physician-performed chart review identified 114 true cases of patients presenting to the emergency department for an acute marijuana-associated adverse health outcome. By using the case definition assigned by chart review as our gold standard, we were able to compare characteristics of cases and non-cases. This table compares characteristics of true cases to non-cases. As you can see, there was no significant difference in age or sex between cases and non-cases. However, compared to non-cases, true cases of ED visits for an adverse effect of marijuana were significantly less likely to be polysubstance users, whereas they were more likely to be from out of the state of Colorado, as well as report edible marijuana as the method of marijuana use. We then evaluated algorithm performance by comparing how many true cases were identified by each algorithm and the predictive value positive of each algorithm. This is one of our 2x2 tables, evaluating our Essence algorithm, which used only ICD-10 diagnostic codes. The top row represents visits identified in Essence, which had at least one of the four marijuana-associated ICD-10 diagnostic codes linked to that visit. The columns indicate the case definition status of each visit according to chart review. This shows that the algorithm using only ICD-10 diagnostic codes detected 59 true cases, resulting in a predicted value positive of 86%. This table shows the four best performing algorithms in terms of the number of true cases that were detected and their predictive values positive. For example, the algorithm using ICD-10 codes alone detected just over half of the 114 cases and had a high predictive value positive at 86%. This means that of the emergency department visits identified by this algorithm as being potentially marijuana related, 86% were true cases. Conversely, the algorithm requiring both an ICD-related ICD-10 code and a specific word or phrase in the triage note detected only 30 cases, although it had a higher predictive value positive of 94%. Overall, we consider the ICD-10 only algorithm to achieve the best balance between true case capture and predictive value positive. With this information, the next step was to apply this algorithm to the real-time syndromic surveillance data that our local public health department receives in Essence. This is the output in Essence when we apply the ICD-10 only algorithm to the data at this hospital in February 2017. Number of visits identified by this algorithm is on the y-axis and date is on the x-axis. As you can see, the number of daily visits for acute adverse effects of marijuana at this hospital ranged from 0 to 3 during this month. This study demonstrates that we are able to apply the Essence data framework to detect emergency department visits due to adverse effects of marijuana. These data also confirmed our suspicion that it is critical to take the time to look in patients' charts to validate these algorithms. The study has several potential shortcomings. First, data that is available in Essence can be of variable quality, as contributing hospitals might intermittently transmit incomplete records or records with missing fields. The data is also subject to human error. For example, the coder could enter the incorrect ICD-10 code for a visit. Similarly, the ED provider might forget to enter cannabis intoxication in the list of diagnoses. We also acknowledge that chart review is time-intensive and resource-intensive in that the reviewer is optimally someone with a strong medical background. The next step is to apply these findings to all hospitals within our jurisdiction. For example, this graph shows this output for the first 4 months of 2017. Tracking Essence output will enable us, for the first time, to detect an unusual increase over baseline of the number of emergency department visits for marijuana-associated adverse health outcomes in real time. Thank you.